Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, what we're going to be doing today is Siman Peches. I also, originally, we had Siman Peches and Peites as different shiurim, but I think we could push ahead as well into Peites also. Siman Peches begins with the halachos of the chshash of being ma'ale es ha'of. So if one takes a look at the Mechaber says, Kol abas, the tour, excuse me, Kol abasur she'asur l'achla b'chalav, afilu basur chayev ha'of, asur l'haloso ala shulchan, she'ochal av gvinos, she'lo yavo l'achlam yachad. The tour says that we're not allowed to eat simultaneously on the same, have on the same table, meat, and here he says that includes psar chayev and of, with milk, lest you come to eat both of them together. You take a look at the place he sifkat and aleph. He immediately comments on that lashon of yavo la'achlam biyachad. We have the place in our booklets. So it's right after the Chachmas Adam. The place he makes interesting point. Va'afal gav de b'gemara ne'amar, but the Gemara says in the beginning of Kol HaBasar, Shema yala b'ilfis roseach. The Gemara says that the concern is that he might come to cook them together. Now, in fact, the Gemara makes more sense than the Lashon of the Tur, which is also the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. If one takes a look in Peches, the Mechaber says, Afilu basav chayi v'of asal alosa al shulchan, shochal al-glina, shelo yavo lo'achlom yachad. Now, even if they eat them together, in such a case, you're not going to violate an Iser Doraisa. So the place he has an interesting take. The source of this change is the Rambam. And he says, Yeshlam desvirle de kol zel Rav Yosef. The Rambam desvirle de kol zel Rav Yosef. The Rambam is going to say that the chshash that you're going to come to cook it applies to Rav Yosef. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah, of course, included chicken. Now, chicken is only asr min ha-Torah, according to the shita of the Rabbanim. The kol zel Rav Yosef, didiyak basar chalav d'oraisa, din lo kein ha-gzer l'gzera, de'ein asr min ha-Torah, ak derech bishul. U'lekach ho-tzruch lomar di'yala be'ilfis. So if we're talking about shema yavo la'achla b'yachad, you'll never have an isr d'oraisa. But if you're within the shita of the Rabbanim, who hold that chicken and milk can be d'oraisa, so then in the realm of possibilities, it's possible to have an iser d'oraisa with bringing them together if you're going to have a hot skewer and on the table, which they would have in those days, yalav ilfis roseach, and then in such a case, you're going to come to cook them. Avol continues the placey l'fimat the kaimelam kabaye the basar of bechalav d'rabanan. So according to Abaye, you'll never get to an Isur D'oraisa, even if you cook with them, because Basar of B'chalav is only D'rabbanan. Abaye is going to follow Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, in such a case, the chshash, it can't be a D'oraisa, even if you cook it. If that's so then we're going to go to the more likely chshash. That's what the Rambam is going to switch. And what is? That Shema Yavo L'Achlam B'Yachad, that we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. Now, we do have a question, if that's fine, that might be that you'll never get to a d'oraisa according to Abaye, but then what is the nature of the gzer? Why are we so machmir? So that we're going to see shortly. But that is a brilliant point that Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz makes. Okay, since we're already in the Shulchan Aruch, so let's continue on in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Al b'shulchan shesudur lav tafshol mutter litein ze bitzad ze. We'll get to that. Says the Taz, Sifkat and Aleph, Shilo Yovel Achlam Yachat, says the Taz, Va'afal Pik Dikshachlam Yachat Nami, Ilak Isir Doraisa, Shein Israel Dafke Derek Bishul Yachat, Venim Sadav Xera Lixera. You're never going to come to an Isir Doraisa by eating them together. So then what is the Chshash? So he just cryptically says, "B'gemara amrin the b'kai gavna gazrin and gzera l'gzera." That there are times that the Gemara says that we are gozer such a gzera. Even though at first glance it seems to be gzera, gzera, nevertheless, there are times that we do have such gzeras. When do we have such gzeros? So there's a Tosas and Brachas on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that if the gzera was made at one particular time, in other words, the chshash was not that they made a gzera that you can't take refuah, and then they made another gzera that you can't do something with your left hand, and then at different times you try to put together those two gzeros, so that would be an example of gzera l'gzera. But if you have a gzera that was created at one period of time, that we want you to distance meat from milk to the point that we don't want you to eat the milk together because you might come to cook it together, if it was all created at one time, so the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis is mashma that the chshash is... then in such a case, it's not going to be considered gzera l'gzera. So in our case, it clearly has to be some type of broader gzera, and that must be the answer to Taz's question. And interestingly, I just noticed that the Chachmas Adam, his Lashon is actually like the Lashon HaGemara. He says as follows, in Yud Aleph, Kivan de Basa, it's right in the beginning of your booklet. Notice his introduction. In other words, over here, when it comes to Basav Chalav, we're constantly involved with that. We're afraid he's going to put the cheese on that skewer. It's true, he says, when you get the basar of bechalav, it's only going to be iser derabanan. But since the primary gezera was on basar behema, which itself is a chash daraisa, so then in such a case there was a low plug. And the Chachmas Adam comments, "Umashikasav b'shulchan aruch shelo yavol la'achlam ayin taz shetamua harevig mar mucha shetama kamo shekasafti." So Chachmas Adam's answer to the question is: how can you make gzera l'gzera? Is he just leaves off with the shulchan aruch and the Rambam is difficult? That's it. That's how the Chachmas Adam deals with problem. Yes, Natan, you want to say something before?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the pshat that here they make gzera l'pshatas doesn't seem to fit so well with the mark, because the mark, right, within Rav Yosi, says the low gazer in zero, zero, and it's derived from Chas plus Laretz. And the Chia is, you would expect that the Chia would be, no, shiny basar b'chalav, because here
it's one gzera. Right. Right. When we learned Chulin, we made that ha'aretz. Excellent. Thank you for reminding me. That's a great ha'aretz. But the pashtus of the Gemara is not that way. This pshat I'm saying from the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis is the way Rav Miller said it over. But you're right. I agree with you that the pashtus of the Gemara by Chalas Chutz La'aretz is not that way. I'm a kabbal. That's definitely true. Okay. Now, do we make this gzera? Do we make this gzera all the time? By the way, if you want to look up the Gemara that Natan is referring to, it's the first Amud. On Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara deals with gzeras l'gzeras and discusses Chalas Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara has an opportunity to say chada gzera, and the Gemara doesn't. It's a nice riot. And when do we say that there's an Isra Halal, and when is there no Isra Halal? For example, is there any Isra for you in work? Let's talk practical. This is Halachashir. So let's talk practical. All right, is there any issue of you at work to sit down next to somebody who's eating treif? Maybe that person also, you'll come to take the treif from the individual. Leaving aside, we're going to get to, of course, the halachas of Heker and so on and so forth. Two people. What about sitting on a table where there's treif? So the halacha is that you are allowed to sit down next to a colleague that's, in most instances, who's eating treif, and you're allowed to even sit on a table that there is treif. Yet, when it comes to basar b'chalav, we have this isra of halah. And interestingly, that isra of halah is not mentioned in other contexts of machalos. So let's go through quickly through the shach, a well-known shach, that the shach explains how that works. In Sifkat and Beis, the shach says, "V'nir dafka baser asal al sal shulchan shalcha chalavu ipcha mishum delo bedili in shim neim shekol echad heter b'fnei atzmo." A normal Jew will automatically recoil from treif food. But milk and cheese is not something that he recoils from. Both of them are mutter. Aval mutter halos b'sar nevela shulchan shalchal basar kasher. And therefore, it's mutter to put on the table. You even would be allowed, for whatever reason, you would be putting down b'sar nevela. You would be allowed to put it with b'sar kasher. V'chem avur medivrei haran. Mevio beis Yosef, mi wimashikas of a rush, but he asks a kasha on this. He says, is this the shita of the rush? That the rush writes in the darim, gabe hamoder anam mechavera ochim mal ha-shulchan, v'lo chashin shem yochal imo, v'kimen shediru mistam asonim zezeh. That if the people make a nether against each other, so then in such a case, we're not afraid that the other one's going to feed each other because they dislike each other. And they're not more likely to feed each other, mishneach senoim, from two people who are visiting a hotel, they were not concerned because they're foreigners. They don't know each other, not going to feed each other. The Rush is talking about an Isser Neder. He's not talking about Basar B'chalav. The Raya that he brings is from a case of Basar B'chalav, but he's talking about Neder. So we see that the only reason that, let's say you made a Neder, made a nether that you're not going to eat. Let's give two cases. You make a nether, you're not going to eat, have anah from someone else, and not going to eat his food. So if you're sitting opposite him, we're not afraid that you're going to be nichshal, because if you made a nether, you probably don't like him. Okay. What happens if you make a nether that you're not going to drink soda, and there's soda on the table? So now the mashmos is that we should be choshesh that you're going to drink it. Because the only reason we're not choshish in the case of the neder from the other person's stuff is because you don't like him. Mashma, that other machalos asuros, we are choshish that you're going to come to be nichshal. V'yesh lomar din nedarim kivin shein asol mitzah nidra, the answer is pashut. When it comes to this, if you took a neder and the mashmos is that by a neder, it's only because you don't like the other person. But if there was no other person there, and you took a neder to aser soda on yourself, so then in such a case, you shouldn't sit at a table that has soda on it. That's for the same reason, basar b'chalav. Kimushen also mitzad nidra, chashik basar b'chalav. Since it's only the neder that made it aser, shekol hechel had b'fnei atzmo. Al b'shari surim yesh lomar demoda harash. When it comes to shari surim, then that's going to be different. Okay, so far so good. It's only halacha of basar b'chalav and neder. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Everything else, nevela, is going to be mutter. The shach continues, but the Rashba and the Shuvah writes that when it comes to a guy that comes into your house with chametz on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat with him on the same table. So we see it doesn't only apply to basar b'chalav and neder; it also applies to chametz. Oh, so now we have another exception. Nira dahasam mishul chomer dechametz shani. In other words, the shach wants to make nevela mutter, and he's going to say in a chanami there are a few exceptions. Chametz is an exception, as well as the case of neder. Why is chametz an exception that we're afraid you're going to come to eat it? The kim dechametz b'mashu rachel kushlois arei piru echad mishel goy, because it's easy to be nichshal chametz even a small amount. So then you don't have to make a conscious decision like to reach for the pork. We're not afraid a Jew is going to do that, but that a little crumb is going to fall onto his matzah. That in such a case we are concerned about, and he proves it. That even though the halacha is hefsek mapa, we're going to learn in Pei Tes that if there is a mat that's dividing between you and someone else, that's considered hefsek. When it comes to a guy on chametz, we have to be machmir. Okay. He also suggests that there's another svara, that when it comes to bread, al alechem yichye ha'adam v'ragol bo kol hashana, that when it comes to bread, so then in such a case, people are used to eating bread, And then they're more likely to be nechshal, and therefore bread that will be aser. So then in such a case, we would have a chshash. According to this explanation, that bread is unique, so then will come out that they're, according to this daya in the shach, that bread that's aser will be aser to have on the table when you're eating. Kumdumani, that the minhag ha'olam is not to be machmir for this shita. That would mean half of the time that the goy is, well, during Aser Simei Tshuva for sure, that we're knowing Pas Palter as being Aser, so then that would be Aser as well. And there are instances where the goys, where a goy might be eating bread that's Aser for many different reasons in terms of Chala, the Yisra of Chala, etc. Then we're Machmir. The one thing that the Shach does point out is that when it comes to chalas chutz la'aretz, if you take a look at the end of the shach, teida dal karcha ran gufei mode belechem darminam bereish parakal abasar chalas chutz la'aretz ilav di drabban have gzer ala atu achila. I forgot the sir bapinashel alvada di belechem shach lemigzer tvei. So he says when it comes to chala, we would have made the gzera. So the shach leaves off that by lechem one should be machmer. I have not found that people of chala pachos are machmer for pas palter. I've never heard of such a case, or past that's usher to eat. Although it could very well be that it's very hard to construct a case of bread that would be usher to eat. There are examples of bread that are usher to eat. So in a case where there's pig fat, it's hard to be miyashev. Why would it be any different than the conclusion of the shach? If, however, there's other case of bread that are usher to eat, if it's pas akum, so it could very well be that they never made that gzera so far when it comes to pas akum. There is another type of bread that we're going to discuss, and that's milchiga bread. That's actually usher to eat any type of milchiga bread because we're afraid that you're going to come to eat it with meat. But that probably will be usher, als the chshash of usher b'chalav itself. So that would be taken care of. So we don't have many examples of lechem, but it could, and the only one example would be pas akum. I never heard of someone being machmir for that, and it's a tzarech iyun from the shach, probably that because pas akum itself is a din derabbanan, so in such a case we would not be machmir. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
It's lechem that I have, let's say, like, I don't know, it's made with like lard or whatever.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a case of the shach?
Yes, then the shach would be machmir. I would agree that the pasha says that the shach is machmir. I don't think there's many cases where you have today bread that's made out of lard. I don't think it's you have that very much today. Okay, so let's now jump in regards to the halachos of Achsanoi. Oh, the Mechaber just concludes. I said I would say the last line of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that this whole halacha only applies to where you're sitting and eating at a table. A buffet doesn't have this problem. If you have a buffet, so then in such a case, then that would be okay. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis that we have a heter of Achsanoi that the Shach made reference to, and let's take apart that sugya. The best way to take apart that sugya is to take a look on the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara tells us about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Chanan Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel Loi Shanu. This halacha that we learned in the Mishnah of Shnei Achsanoyim, if you have two guests, Ochna Al Shulchan Echad, that they could eat together, if you have two guests, then you don't have the iser of halah, is elisha'e makirin zezeh, when they don't know each other. Al-makim zezeh, aser. If they know each other, then it's aser. Tani nami hachar, b'shim galil omer, shtei achsanoim, shnisach lupunik echad, zeh ba min atzaf, zeh ba min adarim. The Reb Shimon Gamliel dramatizes. They don't know each other at all. One came from the north, one came from the south. So the halacha is, ein choshishin. The lo asru, and even when it's asr, it's only asr, ela b'tfisa achas, only if it's in one tfisa. So, where you have one halacha that says that shnei achsanoim, are the halacha is that they are allowed to eat with each other, and people who know each other, that is going to be problematic. And then the Gemara says that there is also another halacha of tfisa achas. It only applies to tfisa achas. So if you take a look in Tosos, there is a big machlokes, which we're going to see, but the Pashtus, the Rambam, gets involved in this machlokes as well, of what the definition of ke'ein tfisa achas is. So Tosos says as follows. He says, a tfisa, we know from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that two tfisas means two piles. That we're not concerned that something came from an Avodah Zarah if it's in a different pile, in a different area of height. So you had an Avodah Zarah, the Marcolius over here, and this is in another Tfisa, it's in another area, then that's not going to be a problem. So Taisus says, according to this understanding, v'miyesh dover mafsik, if there's something that divides between them, even if there are people who know each other, lo yave kein tfisa achas kehid avodah zarah gabe avnei makarlius. Darme kan tfisa achas kam shtei tfisas. You could be makel that you don't have to be concerned that it came from the avodah zarah. V'ayechidam don't ika gova beini beini, that there is a height that's in between. So there's something that divides between these two piles. Then in such a case, it's mutter. Ulufichach, therefore, Taisus concludes, noigin achshav kishzeh oichal basav zeh oichal gvina al shulchan echad manichem lechem al kankan oshar kelim lahafsik beinatayim. If you leave a food item in between, we're going to see that the poskim say you can't be eating from that food item because then it won't serve as a heker. But if there is a davar hamafsik between them, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. A great davar hamafsik today would be a laptop. That's a fantastic davar hamafsik. It's something that stands up, and it's in between them. But in time of Chazal, even a food item as well would serve as a davar hamafsik, and that's one pshat in the Gemara Tfisa. Then Tosas suggests an entirely different pshat in Tfisa. The Tfisa has nothing to do with that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that when you have two things in two different piles with something that is in between them, then it's considered shtei tfisas. The Yesh Mefarshim continues Tesis, the Loi Aswa B'Tfisa Achas Kaloimar Shehim Bo'Tsa Achas Kigon Achim Shekanu Esrog B'Tfisas Habayis. The Gemara describes that when you have two brothers, two partners, that bought an Esrog with the Tfisas Habayis, means with the same estate. They're from the same estate. We have now three things coming together. Bava Basra, Shutfim, Sukkis, and Basar B'Challah. That's a good one. So you have the Shutfim that are buying from the same estate an Esrog. So then you have halachos in regards to Lachem, etc., etc. Ayin Shah. So Gemara says, what does it mean, Tfisa Achas? Gemara says that what it means is that they're ke'ein tfisa achas. In other words, the brothers, whether they bought the money from the same bank account or not, they're all part of the same estate. Dahainu Shemekirin says that they know each other. The two brothers know each other, and that's enough to be considered tfisa achas. So according to this Havana, the Gemara means to say as follows. The only time there's a problem when you have two people that are sitting next to each other, one's eating meat and milk, is they're from tfisa achas. They're part of one family, one institution. Maybe one institution is enough. We're not going to spend too much time discussing it because we don't paskin like this explanation of Tosas. But that would be an interesting thing. Where do you draw the line of Tfisa Achas in terms of how it relates to Dine Shutfis, etc.? But according to this Havana, is that if there automatically are people from two Tfisas, so then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So how do you paskin? Do you have this heter of Tfisa Achas? So it's really interesting, as I photocopied for you, the Rambam. Everybody knows this halacha of heker, but it's important to note that if you look up the Rambam, there's absolutely no reference in the Rambam at all. Perek Tes, halacha, Chof Aleph, Chof, the Ram has the Isra of Aser Lahalos, and he connects it to Hergel Aveira. And then in Halacha Chaf Aleph, the Ram says Shnei Achsenoi She'eni Makirin Zezeh Oich Na'al Shulchan Echad Zeh Basar Beim Zeh Gfina V'pnei She'ein Zeh Gas Libo Bezeh K'dei She'ochal Imo. No mention at all of the Ram by the Rambam of Hekert. So many of these halachos of Achila don't appear in the Tur in Simen Peches, but they appear in the Tur in Orachaim in Kufa and Gimel. I photocopied for you the tour and the base, more specifically the base Yosef. So if you take a look, there's a large base Yosef, so you only have the base Yosef over there. In Dibra Maskul Mashikosav Achi Asusham Hekera Beinayim, the base Yosef points out that the Rambam and the Rif make absolutely no mention of Heker. And so therefore the Beis Yosef speculates that both the Rambam and Rif, when they read the Gemara of Tfisa, understood that Tfisa meant Tfisa Achas, like the Sugya in Bava Basra, not like the first explanation of Tosas. And this to me is a collector's item, because it's Yodua that the Beis Yosef was Machriya based on three Rishonim: Rambam, Rif, and Rush. Of course, the Beis Yosef pulled a fast one. He put two Svardim and one Ashkenazim. Svardim know what they're doing. So they put two Svardim, one Ashkenazim. And usually, anyhow, it ends up that... So in this case, the Rush does have that shot of Tfisa Achas, but the Rambam, and he follows the majority. So here you would expect the Beis Yosef to follow the sheet of the Rambam and Rif and not mention at all the idea of Heker. But that's not what we have, points out the Beis Yosef in Kufayin Gimel, Bayas and Peches Beis, says the Mechaber, Avla Achsanoim Sheim Hekirim Zezem Mutter, Fafilu HaMakirim, Im Asu Shum Heker, Kegoyin Shekol Echad Oichal HaMapa Shaloi, either they eat on their own mats, or one tablecloth. They put a pas la'akeira. It is mutter. By the way, the Beis Yosef is lashon is very meduyik over there in Arachayim, because there he says the minig is that people have been makel with a heker. So kanireh here is an interesting study source that the Beis Yosef is machriya halacha against his methodology, based on what was already the minhag, that the Beis Yosef saw that was the minhag, and he was machriya therefore against his general approach of following the Rambam and Rif, which is striking. I'm not aware of many cases where you have this in the Mechaber. Hayoytze midvareinu, the halacha is that heker works, and as the Beis Yosef said, va'olam noyegim k'divrei apirush harishon b'taisvis. So that's how he paskins over here in Hilchos Basar B'chalav. So let's get involved with what are the details of the heker. What are the basic requirements of the heker? So the Rama says a few requirements. V'dafka, she'ein oichlim min ha'pas ha'munuch b'neim l'heker. Number one, they can't be eating from the bread that's sitting in front of them. Because if they're eating from that bread that's supposed to be the heker, so then that's no Heker. It's normal to have bread on the table. It's not going to serve as a heker at all. But if they put a jug, another interesting fact, and that is that in those days they didn't have the drinks on the table. So they didn't have the drinks on the table, and therefore a jug, even if the jug they were drinking from, it's not like bread, and that would serve as a heker. V'kol shekein, what's the excellent heker? Im nasnu sham menorah ishar dvarim shal shulchan tave heker. If they have a menorah that's sitting on top, that will also serve as a heker. So since we've begun the details of heker, I'll go a little bit out of order of what we have in the notes. Let's start with the menorah. In regards to the menorah, so the lashon of the Darkei Moshe is that the menorah is gvoa, that the menorah is high. And therefore, it would seem, as the Taz himself points out in Sifkatan Dalid, the Taz says, the kasa, the last lines in the Taz, the kasa of Darkei Moshe b'shem Yisra v'heter, shetzara shetei menorah gvoyak tzas, that the menorah has to be of a little bit of height. The svara being simple, it comes back to my point about the laptop. The laptop is very, very good because it really creates a mechitza between you and the food. My wife is going to be upset at me about that example because she pleads with the family not to take the laptop around food. So, okay. But might not be wise in our case for Shalom Bayis or in general. But definitely as a mechitza, that's definitely going to that's going to be a great example. It's Gvoat Sas, it creates a real mechitza. The Yad Yehuda has an interesting comment in the... in the back of your booklet, in Sif Katan Hey, he quotes this Darkei Moshe, and he suggests the following ha'ara, brilliant ha'ara. I'm a big fan, by the way, of the Sefer Yad Yud. He's a fantastic achron. We're going to use him more and more. But our yeshiva has the old printing. They just came out with a beautiful new printing of it. He says as follows, on the last line on page Yud Zayin, he says, "V'nira the isav hetrotzi zem ha'adar minim ba'akum kan shteis tfisas v'heichi dami di'ika gavoa b'ini b'ini." That the Gemara itself, when discussing the case of the tfisa, speaks about a height in between the two things. So he says, "The isav hetrotz lishitaso the svira le hefsek mapa lo mahani," because the isav hetrotz writes expressly that two different mats is not enough. Why? Because he points out that the lashon of the Gemara is that if you have something that is gavoa, then that works in Avodah Zarah. However, if you have something that is flat, the mashmos in Avodah Zarah is not going to work. In the case of where you find the stone from the Avodah Zarah, if it's sitting next to the, if it's on the same plane, and there isn't something of height in between, so then in such a case, you have to be choshesh that's from the Avodah Zarah. So says the Isser V'Heter, Mapa doesn't work. So it comes along the Yad Yehuda, and the Yad Yehuda says, the Darkei Moshe is right, the Isser V'Heter made that point, but that was only in a case of where there is a shita that holds, that even Mapa doesn't work. Avolidi dan, the Mahani Hefzik Mapa, Rei Ein Tzarech Davar. Vishani Ba'akum Sham and Avodah Zarah, we're going to be more machmir. And he explains it has to do could be about the way in which the stones fall over there. So the Yad Yehuda is actually makel, even though it's a mefurish Darkei Moshe. He says Darkei Moshe says it needs to be gvoat tzas. The Ramah by us just said menorah, but he didn't say gvoa like he did in Darkei Moshe, because in Darkei Moshe he's quoting Yisrael Hepter, but in Darkei Moshe himself he said that Mappa is acceptable. So what a brilliant ta'ara from the Yad Yehuda that there would be room to be makel. This would be another way to solve a famous issue that Rav Ozner raised. Rav Ozner in Hilchos Nida, so if you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva is constantly referring to what did we write in Hilchos Nida and Kuf Tzadi Hei about the archakos that are necessary between husband and wife. So, and as Natan pointed out well in Seder, that both the Lashon Rambam over here, as well as the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yugimel, speaks about Hergel Avera. So they're at the same chash, that just like when it comes to Nida, there's a chash that they're going to be Nichshal Bechiba, they're going to forget that she's a Nida. So too, when it comes to Basa B'chalav, we're Choshesh, that they're going to come to be Nichshal. So these dinim have a lot of parallels to each other. And we know from Hilchos Nida that there's a halacha of a heker. So the halachas of heker should apply in both directions. Now, many of you were suggested that when your wife is a Nida, to take your watch and to put the watch in between. So wait a second, would that work? According to Taz's observation with Darkei Moshe, a watch is very, very flat. So that's where Rav Ozner gets stuck. He writes in Sif Katan Gimel on page Reish Nun Tes in Shiurei Shevet Alevi. He says Mashma the Sagi B'Shinui Kolshu. The Mashmos is that any type of Shinui is good for a heker between husband and wife. Amnam Lechora Kim the Medam and Lebasa B'Chalav. Since we know that they're equated, Tzarech Lomar Davar Nika Gvoa Ktsas Kekankan V'Lechem Menorah. He says it should be the same height. Tachanami Yitzdarchu Davar Gvoa V'Nikar. Ubeem is after Mestaber Lidmos Ach Minig Olam. The Minig Olam is to be Mekel. So I want to point out that the Minig Olam might be based on the Lamdus of the Yad Yehuda. That the Minig Olam might be according to Yad Yehuda that we don't paskin this idea of Gvoa Ktsas. And it's going to be only according to the Shita of the Isser V'Heter, but the Ramah never mentioned it, and therefore something that is flat would also serve as a hekar, as we know that a mappa serves as that hekar. You had a question before, Yitzchak.
Yeah, meaning isn't this v'hekar l'chor, right? Because by Abu Zara, k'in tisachas means that there's a mamash like a hill.
Right.
So how, I mean, at the end of the day, why does a mappa work? Meaning,
so the answer is that the tesis, when he said that we take it from Avodah Zarah, doesn't mean that we're taking all Dini Avodah Zarah. It's what the word Tfisa means, that Tfisa means that creates a hekar. But what creates a hekar for Basal Chalav and Kashrus is going to be different than the hekar for Avodah Zarah. Because there is a question of Hashara, of deciding where is the thing. But at the end of the day, the what reminds a husband and wife is the watch, or whatever it might be. I'm just saying it. Since before I forget, we're going to discuss salt shakers as far as hekar is concerned. So Rav Nevin Sal has told me that there's no mitzvah to have. There's no avera, but there's no mitzvah. There's no avera for someone to know your wife's anida, but there's no mitzvah for. So that should calm down all of the tensions as far as that's concerned. There's no avera and there's no mitzvah. A lot of times, couples are anxious about it. So Rav Nevin Sal said, there's no mitzvah that anybody has to know that this is a heker. All it has to be is that the husband and wife. So Rav Nevin Sal is a simple eitzah of heker, and that is that you have two sets of soul shakers that only you know, right? So that when she's in nida, you use a white soul shaker, and when she's in need, and when she's not in nida, you use a black soul shaker. So it doesn't have to be something that is obvious, that's conspicuous. And as a watch, you could argue, is much more conspicuous than sitting on a table where people are eating. But when it comes to a salt shaker, it doesn't have to be something that's different. Many people assume that the hekar, I remember when I learned it, I was taught that you need something that's not normally on the table. So Rav Nevin Sal's take is no, it doesn't have to be something that's not normally on the table. It just has to be something that you and her never have on the table when she's not a nida. And that's enough to serve in such a manner. So the same would apply also to Basar v'Chalav as well. If you had a salt shaker that you only put on when there was Basar v'Chalav on the table, that would serve as that same din. It's a misnomer that people have. It doesn't have to be something that's abnormal to be on the table. Yeah.
Just to clarify, Rebbe is saying that the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe is quoting the Isra Heter, he just doesn't pass him like him?
Exactly. In other words, he quotes Isra Heter, but he doesn't pass him exactly like him. A lot of it is the same, but he doesn't pass him exactly like that. Yes. Yeah.
Is it like a fundamental machlokas of what the heck is supposed to serve?
Is it really, really doing that? That's my mishigas with the laptop. Maybe you could argue that the laptop is like that, but I don't think that. What's that? Yeah, no, it's high enough to be able to attribute where it came from.
Right.
I don't know if it means that it's a mechitza. I didn't see anybody go so far as to say that it mamish serves as a mechitza.
No. Even him, his lashon is also that
Shema Yishkach. I think so.
Kvobsas would be like a better hacker?
What's that?
Kvobsas would be like
a better hacker, more noticeable hacker. Okay. The higher up it is, the more noticeable the hacker is. I'm not convinced that it's a lumdus. Yes?
Are menorahs ever flat?
No, menorahs are generally not flat.
So I'm saying
they would burn the.
Right, so I'm saying they're like I don't get the diagrama. I don't. There's so much meaning.
But no, the Tarkei Moshe used the lashon gvoa ktsas.
I know, but even that seems a little bit minimal because like the way.
Unless you want to say he's doing the opposite. That most menorahs like right they have my every once in a while the women of our house Baruch Hashem brought us in for what's. About wedding tables, right? So on the wedding tables, there is very large candelabras. You got a choice of flowers or candelabras. See where my head is. So you got a choice of flowers or candelabras. So I'm putting words in your mouth, Natan. But maybe the Darkei Moshe in those days. I mean, if I remember from props in old movies, that the candelabras on the tables used to be very high. So maybe you're suggesting that the Darkei Moshe said, that even if it's not very high, It's just a short menorah, they'll still be okay. Is that what you were driving at?
I just want to say that the Darkei Moshe, he doesn't say the menorah has to be Gavoh. He says you need a heker, which is Ksas Gavoh, Kegon menorah.
Kegon menorah, right.
But that's assuming that Stam menorah is a Darshe Gavoh Ksas. And
okay.
Then when he puts it in the Ramah, it's just a menorah. That is,
Understood. You're right. My addition to the chiddush of the Yad Yehuda is not the diuk of Ktsas Gavoah.
Right.
The Ktsas Gavoah is just as my hosafas nofach that there is no mention of the Ramah of. But the rayas, the yisod comes from Map. I'm just saying it works very nicely when it comes to Ktsas Gavoah. It does sound like from that you need that according to the Issur Heter, you need something that's Ktsas. That's Ktsas Gavoah. One more point about the menorah. If you take a look at the Krasi, of course you have the Krasi and the Plasi. So the Krasi has an interesting take. He says the menorah was generally found at the end of the table. So Krasi and Dalit. By the way, the difference between the Krasi and Plasi is the Plasi is the lumdus, the Krasi is much more bottom line halachas. So in Krasi and Dalit, he says as follows. He says, he says the menorah was generally not at the table. It would sit at the edge of the table. Not in the middle. The crazy place's understanding of the heker menorah is unique to menorah. And that is, a menorah always sat at most at the end of the table. And therefore, when you put the menorah in the middle of the table, as if you were saying, boom, the table ends over here. So just like we say, la halacha, that you say the table ends over here if you have two different tablecloths or two different mats, that was the crazy's take on it. The menorah normally sat at the end. When you're putting it in the middle, it's as if you're making it two separate shulchanos. So that's his take. But the pashas, of course, is, and this is how we paskin, that anything that has height, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter, as well as we saw when you have two different matos.
Wait, moving to the middle, this is about making it two different shulchanos as opposed to just being a heker.
Exactly. This heker, in other words, for the crazy's take, I'm not convinced at all that the crazy would say it's simply putting down a watch would be enough. In other words, it was something about what was normally at the end of the table was now moved to the middle of the table. That's a real heker. That's how he understands this halacha menorah. Again,
is
most
heker like a hefsik or just it's a heker.
Lechura, that's very good. So you're right. You could be choker that within the crazy's chiddush, and we're going to get back to that as well. Bli neder, we're about to get to that. Okay. Let's go back to the halacha of achsanoi. So achsanoi, we said, is if you have two people that know each other is a problem. If they don't know each other, it's not a problem. So Pischei Tshuva and Sifkaton Gimel at the end quotes a marshal. V'kasa bach b'shem marshal, d'biyoshvim rechokim zeh mizeh, b'chdei she'en yochel echel lifshot yodov lechel m'ma she'ochel chavero, shari l'divrei akol b'lo akere. So he says there's no problem even if you know each other and you're friends with each other, but if you can't reach to each other, that would be fine. So that in itself is enough to create a heker. That's a simple solution in large rooms. So if you have a roommate even if you're eating on the same table, but if you're eating on a large table, if you're eating on a large dining room table, then that's it. You just eat on one side of the table, your wife or your friend eats on the other side of the table, and zehu, that's going to be enough in terms of basar b'chalav. What about if you're eating alone? And you're eating alone, and you have the fleishiks all the way on the other side of the table, and you're eating milchiks. Do we have then this same din of a shulchan aruch? So here, we start even with a step back. What could you do for a heker if you're eating by yourself and you have both meat and milchitz on the same table. By the way, I realized just last year that there were quite a few times that I was nichshal in this halacha. You know how? I was thinking about eating by myself, and that is in my office. So when I would stay Thursday night, so I'd have leftover coffee from the afternoon, and then I would get supper from downstairs, which is fleishigs. And the coffee is so out of my mind. I take out the coffee at the end of the day before I go home. That's the ritual. I just don't even see the coffee. So I think I was nichshol in this halacha. I can't think of a hatzdaka. So these things come up, and I wasn't sitting with somebody else. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that you can't even make a shomer. It wouldn't even work that I would sit with my coffee and the fleishigs on the same table with a shomer that would warn me not to take part in it. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, v'loy mahani lehemet etzel shomer shiyashkiach alav, that it doesn't help to have a shomer to warn him. Why? So the Achronim spell out that what the Sefer Gan HaMelech is referring to is that the shomer is not going to be around constantly, which brings up an interesting question: when does a shomer work and when does a shomer not work? But you need something that's going to be constant. This heker is not going to be constant. Okay, so that's this yisod, that a shomer doesn't work. So now we have the following question. The following question is: what could you do when you are sitting by yourself and there's meat around? So here, I could have had the following Eitzah, says the Hafla. The Hafla says, I have the following Eitzah. What I should have done is simply remember that I have the coffee and make a heker. That would be enough. I don't have to make sure. All I have to do is make a heker. Take a look at, in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, by the way, Rabbi Osei, it might not be the most convenient Shulchan Aruch to use, and I myself don't use it, but by far, the best Shulchan Aruch, hands down, is the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. That's the black and red one, Maduras Friedman. We have it on the shelf. It's very large, and it's very, so there's not a lot of Shulchan Aruch on one page, so you got to turn a lot of pages. But in the back also, it has a tremendous resource of Yaakov Mefarshim. So the great Hafla that we have on Ksuvis also wrote Chidushim on Yoredeya. And here, the Hafla has a Chidush that not everybody agrees with. The Hafla says as follows. I'm sorry. The Hafla says, I'm stuck in my office. I start saying he has a solution. The Hafla says that I'm stuck in my office. And the Hafla says as follows. He says, "In Dibra Maskel Aser La'aloso." It says Yalkul Mefarshim on top. He says, "V'chein Yir Lani Azdaiti Behetar Ashinu Desif Beis Ba'inan Dami Deos Avol La'halos Al Shulchan Lo Mahani Shinui U'La'achi Lo Nizkar Kan Heter Shinui." The Hafla says that the whole heter of shinui is not mentioned when you have one person sitting alone. The only time the shinui is mentioned, the heker is mentioned, is when you have people with each other. In other words, he's mechadesh v'amevin yovin. That depends on how you can read that. Your Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel, the Gra has a whole arichus on this in the Be'er HaGra by us. I'm Avin Yavin, it's kedai to look at that Gra. You have to be really holding in the Gemara to follow everything that the Gra is saying. But the bottom line is, the Hafla points out that when it comes to the din of having two people combined with a heker, then you're going to have heter. But if you're going to have a heker just with one person, that's not going to be enough. So in the case that I described where I was nichshal, so there I would be stuck. The only way to deal with it is to get rid of the milchiks on the table altogether. That's the shita of the Hafla. And therefore, the Hafla understands that, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, that is the parallel to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Just like Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that a shomer is not going to work by one person, he says also when a heker is not going to work by one person. The Chachmas Adam I found is not of that opinion. Because Rav Neven Sal told me not this way. Rav Neven Sal told me differently from this hafla. He told me that he thought a heker could work even for a yachid, and I searched, and I found that the Chachmas Adam is like Rav Neven Sal. Incidentally, Talmidim from last year have heard this from me. All three of my rabbeim, my biggest rabbeim, all told me that the psak posek achron in Yaradea is the Chachmas Adam. Rabbi Braunspiegel told this to me. In fact, when I got married, I once called him with a nida shayla, and he said to me, "Chaim, do you have a Chachmas Adam?" So I just started getting smart. I said, "No." He said, "The Chachmas Adam writes beferish that it's mutter." So, which was a big chiddush of the Chachmas Adam. And then he said to me that we follow the Chachmas Adam la halacha. When I asked Rav Neven Sal how to be machriya, let's say if you have machlokes shach and taz, he says the Chachmas Adam is machriya. And Rav Miller also in his shiurim said that the Chachmas Adam is the psak achron. So we have very good precedent in terms of using the Chachmas Adam. And the Chachmas Adam, if one is medayik, tell me if you agree with the way I read, I think it's come out mefurish, is against this hafla. He says as follows. He says, right after where we left off, let's continue the Gazru. We on top of, in our edition, top of Kuf Mem Hey, the Gazru, da afilu shnei b'nei adam makirin zeh zeh, afilu hei makbidim zel zeh asurim lechal shulchan echad, zeh basu zeh gvina, elam kein hasu haku b'neim, kigon shekol echad yochal amapa achas, ha shnei atar mafsik b'neim, v'afilu pasu kli in mashkin, havi heker, im ein ochlem shosim yose pas, By the way, notice the Chachmas Adam seems to formulate that the heter of menorah is that it's not normal to be there during the day. That was how he understood menorah. So he says, whether you're eating by yourself or you're eating with others, you need a heker. So the Chachmas Adam's point was to say that not only if you're eating others, it's enough. Not only if you're eating with others, that will be enough of a heker. We're going to discuss in Hilchos Nida. There are some shitas that hold that that's enough. So it comes to the Chachmas Adam and says, no, it's not enough. But he also says, im ochel b'fnei atzma. So I found mefurish in the Chachmas Adam, like Rav Neven Sal told me, that the halacha would be the heker would work for yourself as well. Oh. What would the hafla'a, and by the way, Rav Miller also assumed this was a machlokas between Rav Miller and Rav Neven Sal. Rav Miller assumed like the hafla'a. I just found this hafla'a also this year. So previously I just had Rav Miller on one side and Rav Neven Sal and the Chachmas Adam on the other. This year I found that the hafla'a is also on Rav Miller's side. So what would they say about one person with a long table? A long dining room table. So on the one hand, we learned that a long table works, but that's with two people. So what would you say with one person and a long table? So according to Rav Neven Sal, who says that with one person and a heker, and the Chachmas Adam would say that it works, so that's a davar pashut, that a long table would also work. Because a long table works with two people, there's no reason why it shouldn't work with one person. So Rav Miller, though, is Mesupak, and he said that his Chakira is going to be, and this gets back to what was it Yehuda? I don't remember who brought it up, about how to look at a Heker. He said, Rav Miller suggested, it depends on how you want to look at the Heter of a long table. Is a long table a Heker, or is a long table considered as if you're sitting at two different tables? If you say it's a heker, so then in such a case, a heker by one person doesn't work according to Hafla and Rav Miller. So then in such a case, a long table is not going to work. However, if you're going to say that a long table is the pshat, that's considered two different areas, so then in such a case, the halacha would say that it works. Okay, beautiful. So that's what comes out of Yitzin Dvarenu. Nahara Naru Pashte. We did find that the Chachmas Adam is Machriya Lekula on this question.
Would we keep it eager to say different than the Hafla?
We absolutely. Rav Miller in his shiurim assumed that Rabbi Akiva Eger would take it as a davar pashut, that hecker wouldn't work, just like a shomer doesn't work. That's what Rav Miller assumed. It could be he was basing himself on a lamdus that a shomer in general is stronger than a hecker. So that's how Rav Miller assumed in his shiurim. Rav Nevensal would say not that way. Rav Nevensal would say that that was one din in regards to Shomer, and this is a different din. I think that we might have even spelled that out when discussing this. I'm quite sure that Rav Nevensal assumed differently. Okay. Pischei Tshuva and Sifkatan Dalid, this deals with another well-known issue in Hilchos Nida, as far as the Hecker. Zaki, we just ended with Svi. Might have to start again. Baruch Hashem. Still keeping an eye on him. All right. So, in Pischei Tshuva Sifkat and Dalet, he says as follows. But in Dibra Masel Heker, he says, V'ayin halfway through, Ayin Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, Bemza Shuva, Dimash Masham, Di'im Gam Acherim Ochlam Al Shulchan Zeh, Mutar Af Below Heker, Dizeh Odif Meim Osu Shum Heker. So the Masas Binyamin says that if you have people eating with others, so then it's the best form of heker. In other words, once you have other people eating with the individual, then in such a case, that is going to be enough. The Chachmas Adam that we just read, Rabosai, doesn't seem to agree with that Masas Binyamin. Because the Chachmas Adam said, whether you have many people or you have the individual himself, they both need a heker. Mashma, from the Chachmas Adam that he holds, other people sitting there is not going to be enough. So Reb Tzvi, we just saw the Pischei Tshuva Sifkat and Dalet that suggests that having other people there is enough of a heker. Clearly the Chachmas Adam that we had seen earlier does not hold that way. The Pischei Tshuva here tips his hand to what we had spoken about before, where he seems to assume that Hilchos Nida is the same as Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, which we saw before, everybody might not agree with that. But here he assumes, he says, take a look what I wrote. And it's a machlokes achronim for Hilchos Nida. And that is, if one's wife is a Nida, do you still need a heker if there are other people sitting by you? Some have an interesting hachra in that machlokes, which to me is very much mistaber, is it depends. It depends on, some are meko, period. There are some people who are meko, period. There's some who are mechalik and say it depends if your wife and you are sitting next to each other or there are people sitting in between you. So let's say I'm sitting next to my father-in-law and my wife is sitting next to him. So then in such a case, then there wouldn't be a need for a heker. But if I'm sitting next to my wife and then my father-in-law is sitting next to her, so then in such a case, then we would need a heker. So that's how some paskin. But over here, the Pischei Tshuva opens the possibility that there's no need for a heker whatsoever once there are other people sitting there. Obviously, that hachra and Hilchos Nida is based on also on the idea of heker. Another dahainu, the heker is not just simply having other people there, but just like a menorah between the basar and the chalav is going to work, a person in between you and your wife is also going to work. But lav dafka, the chakira being, what's the heker? Is the heker that there are other people there? Or there's a davar hamafsik between you? That's going to be the shaila in Hilchos Nida. But here the Pischei Tshuva says either or. He says either it works or either it doesn't. And it could be that it's going to work. Both the Rafival Kohn Shlita and Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal both argue that this Pischei Tshuva is a tremendous chiddush. And they say that at the end of the day, you could differentiate fundamentally between Acherim Sham when it comes to Hilchos Nida versus Acherim Sham when it comes to Basar V'Chalav. And that is that if there are people around, then that will remind the couple that they shouldn't be intimate with each other. However, when it comes to Basar V'Chalav, other people around is not going to be the same deterrent. What's the Omek HaDavar? Everybody's embarrassed to eat Basar B'Chalav, just like people are embarrassed to be Nichshal Anida. But the difference is that when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, so then in such a case, it's heter, and people might not notice, it's not as obvious. But when it comes to intimacy, because it's more obvious, so then in such a case, then it would serve as enough of a hecker. So both of them thought it wouldn't work, and therefore I would recommend not to follow this Pischei Tshuva l'halacha, that the fact that there are other people there would not be enough to serve as a hetter, that one should actually use a hecker. Yes, Nata.
Bolster, if we assume like a eager, it'd be strange also. Shomer
is
not going to work.
Right.
So it'd be strange that this
would work. Right. Rabbi Kiva Eger taught us that Shomer is not going to work. Right. But I think the response, so is the Pischei Tshuva automatically against Rabbi Kiva Eger? I think the answer would be as follows. When it comes to Shomer, so there I say to my friend, you be my Shomer, make sure that I don't eat Basar B'chal. So you know what happens when it comes to Shomer. They come in, they go out, and so on and so forth. So then that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's concern. Rabbi Kiva Eger's concern is the Shomer is going to disappear. That's how some Achronim explain. But over here, you have the people sitting there. You have these people sitting there. So maybe that would be enough. Kamash Malan, no, that's not going to be enough. That's, I think, how you could differentiate between those halachas. Okay, Tam v'nishlam b'siyata d'shmaya simin pei ches. I'm definitely game to starting simin pei tes. A show of hands, how many people would like to go on to pei tes? Ooh. Tzvi, you're the machria. All right. Svi wants to go on. Okay, that's right, all Bein Azmanim. And these Simanim, Rabosai, this is a cakewalk compared to what we're about to get into in Mirtz Hashem in Cheshvan and Kislev, B'siyata D'Shmaya. So let's get the easy stuff, the easier stuff out of the way, so that the more difficult, we'll have more time to work on the more difficult material. Okay. B'siyata D'Shmaya.
What's that?
The
Gvina stuff's pretty hard.
The Gvina stuff? Which part of the Gvina stuff? The rennet?
Yeah.
The rennet? Yeah, you just got it. You got a small taste of Enechanami. That wasn't that. I agree with you that those sugyas are not so easy. To understand the next sugya about Hamtanas, Hamtana l'chalav achar basar, all we need to do is see the Gemara on Kuf Hei Amid Aleph. Very beautiful Gemara, a very fascinating question, how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says on Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, Boi minei Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, Kama yisha bein basar gvina? How much should a person wait from eating meat to eating cheese? Amar lei v'loi klum? Nothing at all. Eini v'amar v'chiz achal basar asal gvina. Gvina mutal achal basar, that after cheese it's mutter to eat meat, but not cheese after meat. Ela kama yisha bein gvina lebasar. How much do you have to wait? Amar lei v'lo klum. Guf amar v'chizda, achar basar, asal echal gvina, gvina mutal echal basar. Amar lei v'achar bar yosef v'chizda, basar shebein ha-shinayim mahu. So the Gemara quotes Rav Chizda's conclusion, and that is that it's asar to eat cheese after meat. And then the Gemara asks a vague question. And that is, the question that was posed to Rav Chizda is, what's the halacha about meat in between the teeth? Not a lot of information in the Gemara exactly when he ate the meat and what exactly is the question about the meat between the teeth. Kriyala, and the Gemara's answer is also vague. Rav Chizda read on him, by the way, it's a very interesting lashon. When we did Chaburis and Chulim, we discussed it. It's a very interesting lashon. Kriyala, he read onto it, Habasar Adenu Ben Shinem. He stated a pasuk. It doesn't say he answered him. Amar Leh, it doesn't say. It says Kriyala. He read a pasuk on it, Habasar Adenu Ben Shinem. Let's see how Rashi learns the Gemara. So Rashi, in Dibra Masla Asach Gvina, this is going to be important, the way Rashi frames the Gemara. Rashi says, Mishum de basar motzi shuma. The concern of eating the cheese afterwards, after the meat, and particularly in that order, is because the meat gives off fat when you eat it. V'hu nidbak bepet, umarech betamo. It stays in your mouth. In other words, if you're going to eat cheese immediately afterwards, you're going to be eating cheese with the meat fat. And that's going to be basar chav, not basar chav daraisa, but already we got through pointing out that even though it's not daraisa, we're still going to make zeros. Okay. Then the Rashi continues, basar bein ha-shinayim. The Gemara Shaila, according to Rashi, is mi chashiv basar. Is this considered meat Shelo lecho gvina imo achi yitlenu. If there's meat between the teeth, do you have to be concerned about it or not? So we're going to see that the Bach explains, and this is going to be consistent with the Tur, that if you read Rashi carefully, this is how the Tur is going to learn, at least the Bach's way, and I think it's a very plausible way of reading Rashi. I'm not sure Natan and Seder would agree with this, but we're going to go with the Bach. That the Bach points out as follows. Rashi already told us that there's Shuman in the mouth. So there's Shuman in the mouth. What's the Shaila? As long as the Shuman lasts, let's talk about what we assume that the Shuman lasts 6 hours. Not getting involved now what different Shitas are. Whatever the period is, you could call it an hour, you call it 6 hours, I don't care. But the point is that there's Shuman in the mouth. So then what's the Shaila? Of course you can't eat when the Shuman is in the mouth. What's the Shaila about the meat in between the teeth? Rashi learns that whether is it considered meat? No, it's not considered meat. But it's still aser to eat cheese because there's Shuman in the mouth. So what's the Shaila? Explains the Bach, Bedas HaRosh, Bedas HaTur, or Bedas, if you will, the Bach, Bedas HaTur, Bedas HaRosh, that the Pshat is as follows, that the Shaila of the Gemara is even after 6 hours. After 6 hours, so then, are you concerned about the basar? So kriyaleha, so he said, habasar edenu ben shineim, alma mikri basar, that we consider the basar ben hashinayim as considered basar. This is the way Rashi is going to learn. Let's take a look at the Bach in Simen Pei Tes. Says the Bach, Vizel Lashon HaRosh, he quotes the Rosh. It's about eight lines in. Vizel Lashon HaRosh, Basar Ben Shinayim Ma'ut, Klomer, Mi Havi Kim U'ukol, Kim Nishtah Kol Kach Adzman Suda Acheres, Ve'enu Tzarech Lasir, Kol HaBasar Den Shemayim, Alma, Kol Zman Shu Ben HaShinayim, Shem Basar Alav. So the Gemara's answer is, even after 6 hours, if you have the meat in between your teeth, then in such a case it's still considered basar. By the way, every once in a while it happens. A person wakes up, if you eat fleishiks late the night before, it could very well be, if you didn't brush your teeth well or floss, that when you get up to your morning coffee, that there'll still be basar bein hashinayim. And then, according to the Shita, then that would be asur, and one would need to clean out between the teeth. Ad kan habach bedas Rashi v'arosh. That's how they're going to learn the Shaka V'tari. Now the Rambam learns the Gemara differently than Rashi. That the Torah already points out. We don't even have to open up a Rambam. And the Torah at the end of Sif Aleph says, "V'harambam nasan tam l'shihiya." Why do you have to wait? Mishum basar shein bein hashinayim, because of the meat in between the teeth. Ulatfi dvarav la'achar shesha kishir mutter. So then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says that you have to wait because of the meat in between the teeth, different than Rashi, who said the fat. And then the Gemara says that there's basar bein hashinayim. Do you have basar bein hashinayim? How long? From Sa'uda to Sa'uda. So says the Bach. Then the Gemara's Shakla V'tari is as follows. The Gemara's question is, take a look at the last 8 lines in the Bach. The Kami Boile im Yish Lismoch al Nikar Abasa Bein Hashinayim. Are you allowed to rely on cleaning the teeth out during 6 hours? In other words, according to the Rambam, the whole chash is the basar bein hashinayim. So what's the Gemara's question? What was the shaila they asked Rav Chisda? If the whole reason you have to wait is because of basar bein hashinayim, and then he said, kriyala habasar odenu ben shin, of course, that's why you're waiting, because of the basar. So says the Bach, the Rambam is going to learn that the Gemara's shaila is, what happens if you try to clean out during that period of time? That's going to be the Gemara's question, to which the Gemara is going to answer, had basar edenu, that the basar is still between their teeth, And that is, it's you always have to be choshesh, it's in between the teeth. Bein su'udah l'su'udah for the Rambam, that's going to be 6 hours. Oh, l'may nafkamina, the most obvious nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rush, is going to be after 6 hours. According to the Gemara, l'fi the Rambam, after 6 hours, you don't have to worry about meat between the teeth. According to the Rush, you don't have to worry after 6 hours about fat. But meat between the teeth, you do have to. And that is, the Gemara itself said, that what about the meat after 6 hours? The Gemara is saying, meat after 6 hours between the teeth, you have to be choshesh. For the Rambam, the whole reason we're being choshesh, specifically 6 hours, is for meat in the teeth. And afterwards, you don't have to be choshesh. So what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is about cleaning out during 6 hours. That the Gemara Shaila is, can you simply clean out? And then you'll be fine, brush your teeth, and floss, and that will be enough? And the answer to that is no, that it's not going to work. That is the machlokis between the Rambam and Rashi. And now we're ready to see the other nafkamina in the tour. Let's read the whole tour. Achal basar, loishna bei mechayev oif, loyachal gvina acharav. Again, machmir for chayev gvina. Amevin Yavin, not all cases was the Rambam Machmir in Peches and Peites, but we left the Rambam Shita aside. Ad she yishik yishir shem izman sudas abokar sudas erev shushay shah. So you have to wait 6 hours according to the tour. Vafilim shah kishir, and even if you waited for the shir, and yesh basa bein hashinayim, tzarech lasiro. And if there's meat between the teeth, you have to remove it. Who's that? That's the Shita of the Rush. That the Rosh's Shaila is that even after 6 hours, do you have to worry about the meat that's found between the teeth? And the answer is yes, you do have to. According to the Rambam, as we're about to see, after 6 hours, because the concern is the meat in between the teeth, and we said after 6 hours, everything is okay, is mashma, that after 6 hours, we don't halachically consider it meat. So, but the Rosh says it is tzarech lasiro. So that's nafkamina number one. So nafkamina number one to Rambam Matur is meat in between the teeth after 6 hours. According to Rambam, it's fine. According to Rosh, it's a problem. Nafkamina number two continues the tour. What if you didn't eat it? You just chewed it for a baby. Ain't tzarech lahamtin. According to the Rush, there's no concern. Because according to the Rush, the only concern is for the fat. Unless you know that there's meat in between the teeth. But if you see that there is no meat in between the teeth, then you're going to be fine. V'arambam, but the Rambam nasan tam l'shiyah mishun basar shemein ha-shenayim. U'lufi dvarav la'achar sheshav kishir mutter afil nishar besamein shemayim. And what's nafkamina number two? Valois latinok, someone who chews for a baby, tzarech lahamtin. Why? Because you automatically have to be choshesh for meat in between the teeth, and then you have to be choshesh for that for 6 hours. So that's going to be nafkamina number two between the Rambam and the Tur. The inverse would also be true. We're going to list b'siyata d'shmaya five potential nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Rosh. So we have the first two in the tour. Another nafkamina would be the inverse. What happens if you swallow and you don't chew? According to the Rambam, there's no chash. But according to the Rosh, that would be a problem. What if you chewed fat? What if you chewed fat that doesn't get stuck between the teeth? So the Prima Gadim, in Mishpat Zozov Aleph, says that Me'ikr Dedina, it would be mutter. If you chewed it and you spit it out. He says where Machmer is a low plug. The Prima Gadim then asks, how can we be Machmer both, as we're about to see in Shulchan Aruch, we're machmir for both deos? He says, isn't there a din of kiksil haholech bechoshech? Because we're machria, how could you be machria against both shitos? Take a look at the Mishpatzos Zav.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his nafkamina. If you spit it out. I thought the mishpat zosav. It's there. I thought it was there. Ah, yeah, it's a little bit further back than I thought. Va'anu machmirim kechomer abeis perushim ve'ein zeh ketarti disasri v'ksil b'choshech olech chada de'efshe beis perushim emes. So he points out that it could very well be that both the shitas are true. In other words, it could be that you have meat in between the teeth after 6 hours, and you could have the shuman. It wouldn't be that there's any one that that explanation will be able to read the Gemara, but at the end of the day, they both could exist in a logical world. And the other is that if we're just doing it as a chumra, so then that's not considered ksil b'choshe cholech. So the person is not aware that he's following a chumra and he's knowing if it's a din, and that din is sos or another din, so then he's ksil cholech b'choshech. But here, if you're just being choshech for both shitas, that's going to be okay. Or in the world of logic, it's possible that both those shitas are going to be legitimate. I did find that Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sifkatan Beis does say about the case of someone that chewed the fat. So then in such a case, the halacha is, swallowed fat. So then in such a case, you don't have to wait 6 hours, you only have to wait 1 hour. So actually the Prima Gagim's Nafkamina about swallowing, so that might be a nafkamina according to, a legitimate nafkamina even according to Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Where is that Rabbi Kiva?
Sifkatan Beis. Rabbi Kiva Eger Sifkatan Beis. Achar Achilas Basal
Gvina. I thought he was
talking
about Lisa. Yeah, Lisa
Bala. Right, Lisa Bala. Oh, I'm sorry. Nachon. The nafkamina of chewing.
Right.
Nachon.
He's
nachon.
Not even talking about fat, though. I think he's just talking about
that. And it would be a kavah chomer. It would be a kavah chomer. Correct. Certainly he'd be making on such a case. Nechon.
Right.
If he swallows, okay. If he swallows.
What's that?
If he swallows,
In a case... Yeah, Nechon, you're right. When I said swallow, I meant to say chew.
I thought he was saying with...
So we had a nafkamina of when you're chewing fat. So there it won't get into between the teeth. Yes.
I thought he was saying, like, within the Ramah, you basically have, like, kind of like a 6-day book. Because
in a
Chanan. Mikra, we pass in, you don't need
6 hours.
And even if we pass in 6 hours, then
there's not focus on your Ramah. So what I'm saying is that certainly Rabbi Kiva Eger would be Mekel in the case of when he chewed the fat. Correct. Finally, what would you say about a vitamin that's made out of flesh? So you swallow a vitamin, so certainly there's no chshash of bein hashinayim. What about the shuman? So at first glance, maybe that would be totally in the Rambam and the Rosh. So Ramesha, the last part of your booklet, Ramesha and Chelek Beis, Tshuva Chavav, says that a vitamin that's made out of fleshiks doesn't require any hamtana at all. He says that then in such a case, it doesn't even have shuma. And therefore it would not be, if you will, nafkamina number 5, even though you could have argued that there is shuma that comes back, that you do have instances of regurgitation and so on. Ramosh is not choshesh for all of that, and therefore a vitamin would not make a person fleshiks, even if it came from an animal. Finally, if a person tastes and spits out, so then, mi'ikr d'dina, also the person does not become fleshiks or milchiks. That's important to know. Because this din of shuman was only a din of shuman from eating. But since there you don't chew and you're spitting out, so then that will not make a person fleshiks. So, Mirtza Shem, next time we're going to pick up with the details in the Mechaber in terms of Hamtana, of course, the halachos of 6 hours, etc., that will pick up. See after the Shmaya, after Sukkot. I forgot to mention to the Bava Basra Chevra, I remember just now, I want to be Mechazek Chevra. I know Sukkot is a very busy time, but I I do think that it would be very nice for, if the Chevra is able to go to Rav Miller's Simchas Pesach Shoeva in the Sukkah. Rav Miller is not the type of person that asks for anything, but I think it's there were years where guys were busy and not very many people came, and if that happens, then onus rachmanu patra. But if it's a question of making your schedule, I think he and the Rebbetzin do appreciate. And of course, it's a beautiful thing. You hear Torah from your Rabbeim, and to be with Rav Miller in his sukkah is, and it's a mitzvah. Chayv adam lakbil pnei rabo beregel. So I forgot to mention it to the Chevra for Baba Basra, but please, you could spread around in a tzanua manner in my name, that I think if you're able to come, I would highly encourage Chevra to come. Wishing everybody gmar chasim tova, shnas chaim tov v'shalom.
Like every shot I have to taste the food. Since you're not chewing it, that's why you don't have the dinner, because you're not chewing it.